各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May the peace of the Lord be with all brothers and sisters.
感谢主耶稣带领，今天早上从爱门顿，搭车回到我们温哥华。
I thank God, that, this morning I have a peaceful journey, from Edmonton, to Vancouver.
感谢主一路上能够很顺利平安的回来。
Thank God that I had a peaceful journey.
后来看安排表，那个埃蒙顿的理事是说温哥华有安排别人了。今天晚上的灵会有安排别人。
And then there was a deacon at the Edmonton Church told me that for the schedule for the sermon speaker tonight in Vancouver is going to be somebody else.
所以我们开车不要太赶，太赶很危险。
So probably you don't want to drive too fast to prevent any accidents from happening.
不过回到教会啊，差不多快七点，赶快洗个澡。
So I arrived in Vancouver about at the church about 7 p.m. So I quickly took a shower.
还是来得及聚会。
And I'm just in time to make it for this service.
今天晚上跟大家谈谈凡事谢恩。
So this evening's topic for mutual encouragement is to be thankful in everything.
我们先看帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
First, please turn to First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十八节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18.
这里告诉我们凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
Verse 18 it says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will, for you in Christ Jesus."
也就是今天我们信了主耶稣基督。
This means that once we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today,
信主之后的第一课,
and this is the first, very first lesson after you become a Christian,
就是要学习凡事谢恩,
is to be thankful in all circumstances,
因为这是神向我们所定的旨意,
because this is the command of God.
神为什么定这个旨意，要我们每一位信主的人，任何事情都要感谢神。
Why did he give us such a will that we have to be thankful in all circumstances?
因为我们必须和从主领受的恩典啊，要必须要能够相称。
Because we must be worthy of all the grace that God has given us.
我们看这个以弗所书第四章。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.
以弗所书第四章第一节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。这里保罗啊，为了福音，为了主耶稣，被关在监牢里面。
For the sake of gospel and also for the sake of Jesus Christ, Paul was imprisoned.
但是，当他写信给以弗所信徒的时候
，So when he wrote a letter to the members in Ephesus,
他却告诉我们，我们今天呢，既然蒙主耶稣恩召。
Then he told us that since we've been called by Jesus today,
所以在行事为人上面啊，应该要与蒙召的恩典啊要相称。
And we have to live a life worthy of the calling.
要纪念我们信主以前是怎么样在生活。
We have to remember our life before becoming a Christian.
确实活在世上啊。没神没指望的。
It is very true that without God, we might be living in vain in this world.
我们竟然能够蒙受神的恩典。
And since we can have the grace of God,
脱离世上的苦难
，and to depart ourselves from the turmoil of this world,
进入主的爱中
，and also to be able to enter into the love of God,
成为神的儿女
，and also becoming the children of God,
主的恩何等的大
，and His grace is indeed immense.
所以在诗篇一百零三篇
，in Psalms chapter 103,
大卫多不住地来提醒自己
，and David continuously reminded himself，
说我的心啊，我们要歌颂神。
He says, "My heart will praise the Lord."
要纪念神给我们一切的恩典。
And also to remember all the grace that God has bestowed me.
我们能够常常思念神的爱，神的恩。
If we always think about the love and also grace of God,
才能够激发我们爱主的心来。
Then can we compel ourselves to love the Lord even more?
所以当大卫做王的时候，他就一心一意想为神啊建造圣殿。
So when David became the king, he wanted to build the temple of God.
但是神的殿乃是和平的殿。
But the temple of God is the temple of peace.
是充满了神的慈爱恩典的。
It is a place that is filled with the grace of God.
但是大卫是一位战士。
But David was a warrior.
他流人的血太多了。
Too much blood that he has shed.
所以神不愿意让他来建造圣殿。
So God did not want him to build the temple of God.
把建殿的工作留给他的儿子所罗门。
So the task of building the temple of God was left for his son.
他可以说是一位和平的君王。
And his son was a peaceful king.
因为当所罗门做王的时候，大卫已经把这个王国啊稳定下来。
Because when Solomon became in reign, the kingdom was in enjoying great peace.
神应许亚伯拉罕要把迦南地赐给他和他的后裔为产业。
God has promised Abraham that all of his descendants will receive the blessings generation after generations.
神应许给亚伯拉罕的产业啊，不是现在以色列这么小小一个国家而已。
And the blessings that God have given them is not only a little a place in Israel.
那是从大河那一边一直到埃及小河。
And it's right from the great river reaching till the minor river at Egypt.
哎，这个版图就是在大卫的时候完成了。
And this territory was
实现了神的应许。
This territory was realized at the time of David.
所以大卫啊，有一股神爱啊，这个感激的心。
And David had this heart of thankfulness towards the grace of God.
他虽然没有资格为神建造圣殿，
even though he's not worthy of building the temple of God,
但是他总是为了建殿的工作预备了很多的金银财宝以及啊建筑材料。
But he has prepared all the gold and silver for the cost of building the temple of God.
所以当奉献这些财物的时候啊，他对神这么祷告说。
And as he made offering of all these materials and money to God, and he prayed to God.
说神啊，一切的权柄、荣耀啊、丰富、尊贵，全都是你的。
And he prayed to God that all the glory and all mighty be unto his name.
今天我们能够如此的来奉献。
So if we can offer to God this way, just like him.
不过是把你所给我们的拿出来奉献给你而已。
And we're only making offering of what God has given us.
所以大卫啊，一生不断的都在感念着神的爱。
In the life of David, is only in remembrance of the grace of God.
虽然他不是一个很完全的人。
Even though he's not a perfect person to begin with.
但是他确实是一位追求完全的人。
But he is definitely a person who is always pursuing after perfection.
所以他能够成为一位合神旨意的人，合神心意的人。
And he was able to become a person grows under the will of God.
所以我们如果能够不住的被神的爱所激励，我们自然而然就会生发感恩的心出来。
And if we are continuously nourished by the grace of God, then we will have the heart of thanksgiving.
在台湾有一个郭慧立门长老。
In Taiwan, we have a Philemon Guo, Elder Philemon Guo.
这是郭鼎盛长老的父亲。
And then he is the father of our Elder Guo Dingsheng.
有一次啊，他的背部长了一个毒疮。
There was once he has a very bad cyst at the back of his in his back.
必须要开刀。
And it requires surgery to remove it.
当在开刀的时候，他竟然放声大哭。
And during the surgery, he wept so loudly.
他的儿子这个郭顺明长老就对他说。
And then his father told him that.
啊，阿爸，是不是很痛？
Excuse me, is the son that questioned his father that is it very painful?
因为他看他爸爸哭得这么那么伤心啊。
Because he saw that his father was crying so so sorrowfully.
一定是非常痛苦，不然老人家不会哭得那么大声。
It must be really painful that he could not no longer stand it and cry.
就安慰他说：“爸，你就忍耐一点嘛。”
So the son told him that maybe you can just hold on to it just a little longer.
一定很痛哦。
I think that it must be very painful.
这个老郭长老竟然说。
And then his father, the elder, said,
这一点痛算什么？
What is this little pain that I'm experiencing now?
我所以哭是想到。我不过长一个毒疮，就让我痛苦的这么难受。
I'm only thinking that it's only a little cyst at the back of, at my back that I have to that I already suffer the pain.
但是我们的主为了爱我们，竟然被钉在十字架上。
But what about Jesus Christ who loved us so much that he has to be crucified on the cross?
我是想到主耶稣。为我们的罪被钉十字架那个痛苦我忍不住就放声哭了。
The reason why I can't help myself from crying is that I thought of how Jesus Christ has suffered for us on the cross.
我们每一位信徒如果能够时刻的来想念主耶稣基督的爱。
If we can always ponder on the love of God,
我看没有一位信徒会不爱主的。
I don't think there will be anyone who will not love God.
如果我们能够不住的想念主耶稣的爱，被主耶稣的爱来激励。
If we can always think about the love of God and to be encouraged by the love of God.
我相信非常自然的，自然而然的，我们就会生发感恩的心出来。
And naturally, we will have a heart of thankfulness.
所以保罗才告诉我们，我们必须要以主耶稣基督的恩要能够相称。
So Paul told us that we must be worthy of the calling of Jesus Christ.
圣经要我们凡事感恩。
So the Bible tells us that we have to be thankful in all, under all circumstances.
也因为主耶稣给我们的恩典呢，实在太丰盛了。
It's because so much and the abundance of grace that God has given us.
我们看希伯来书第十二章。
Please turn to Hebrews chapter
12. 二十八节。
Verse 28.
希伯来书第十二章二十八节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28.
这里提到将来这个天地都要被烈火销毁的。
It says here, at the end time, the world will be consumed in fire.
但是我们每一位蒙受主救恩的人，却要去承受那永不会摇动的果。
But those who have already had the salvation, will receive, the blessing of not being, destructed by the fire.
所以作者在这二十八节里面就告诉我们，既然我们呢、能够得到那不能震动的国，所以我们就应当感恩。
It says in verse 28 that therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful.
要照着神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心来侍奉他。
And so worship God acceptably, with reverence and awe.
确实人生就是一个苦海。
As a matter of fact, we are living in this, bitter world.
诚如摩西所说的。
It's like what, Moses has said.
人生七十。
For a man to live, till the age of 70.
强壮的可到八十。
And the stronger one probably lived till the age of 80.
但是七八十的人生里面，我们所能够夸口的是什么
？But in the lifespan of 70 years or 80 years, what is the one thing that you can boast about?
就一生当中所经历的就是劳劳碌碌。
And but all that you can brag about is all the toil and sufferings they have go through in your lifespan.
所过的就是劳苦愁烦的生活。
You only live a life of worry, anxiety, and also pain.
哎，一眨眼之间，很快就要过去了。
In a twinkling of an eye, all this time will just be fleeing.
所以常常想到小时候啊，很调皮。
Always think about when we were young, we probably are very naughty.
常常要挨打。
We always have to be spanked.
哦，恨不得赶快长大。
And I really wanted to grow up someday.
长大了，妈就不会打我了。
If I grow up someday, my mother will no longer spank me.
哎，长大了，我结婚，我有孩子，我还可以打我的孩子。哎。
And when I grow up someday, when I get married, when I have kids, then it's my turn to spank my kids.
对，那个时候呢，很小的时候，就这种想法，但是那种想法呢，到今天还很清晰，哎，好像昨天的事情。
Even though there was a thought in my childhood, but it seems so vivid that it was like it seems yesterday that I was thinking about it.
但是一眨眼都快要七十岁了。
But it's only a blink of an eye that I'm almost 70 now.
真的，如雅各所说的，人生啊，又短又苦。
Just like what James has said, that a life is short but painful.
但是我们却能够蒙受神的爱。
But despite all of this, we're still receiving the grace of God.
在苦短的人生里面，我们却是充满着盼望。
In this short span of a painful life, we're still filled with the hope of God.
在世上虽然苦，但是这个世界是一个会动摇的世界。
And we perhaps are painful in this world.But this world is, this world will be shaken someday.
当主再临的时候，终要归于无有。
When God comes again, this world will be diminished.
我们却能够承受那永不震动的果。
And we will inherit a kingdom, they will never be shaken.
难怪圣经里面提到一位穷寡妇。
And that's no wonder the Bible is mentioned about this one widow.
当寡妇已经够可怜了，又是贫穷的寡妇。
And this widow is already pitiful by herself, and she is even poor financially.
可能连孩子都没有。
And not even having a child.
但是她仍然过着感恩的生活。
But she still lived a life of thankfulness.
他守安息日
and she kept the Sabbath.
并且把那一天的要吃饭的两个小钱竟然把它放到奉献箱里面去。
And also the money that she wanted to have a lunch for, she made that into an offering for the church.
圣经记载那两个小钱是一个穷人一天的伙食费。
The Bible says that, that two coins that she made offer for, one of those coins is one day, of one day wage of the worker at that time.
她穷到只有两个小钱竟然都把它奉献下去。
And she was so poor that she had only that two coins, but she made offering.
那一天啊他就没钱吃饭了。
So that day she has to go hungry.
那一天他就必须要进食了。
And then she has to fast.
一个穷寡妇穷到只有两个小钱要吃饭的他为什么那么甘心乐意把它奉献下。
So a poor widow like her having only two coins,Why was she willing to offer even the last bit of money that she had?
因为她怀着感恩的心。
It's just because that she has a heart of thankfulness.
如果这两个小钱放在奉献箱，哭哭，小孩子会很高兴。
If it were to make some sound when she's making the offering, maybe the kids might be happy about it.
因为他丢下去的铜板有声音的回应，哇！我奉献了两个小钱，很高兴。
Because when you drop the coin into the offering box, it's going to make some noise.
但是一个穷人只能够奉献两个小钱，哭哭丢在落生箱，好像丢在他的心上，让他伤痛。
For a poor person like that, she can only make offering of two coins, which only make the sound twice, and then there's nothing else.
但是这个穷寡妇她的感受跟我们不一样。
But then the emotion behind this offering is very different for this widow.
她为什么甘心乐意这么做？是因为怀着感恩的心。
The reason why she wanted to do that is because she has a heart of thankfulness.
她没有埋怨。
There's no regret.
没有说神啊，你为什么让我这么穷，又是一个寡妇，又无依无靠呢？
There's no complaint of her to God that why am I a widow or why am I so poor?
但是她一定有另类的思考。
But I think that she must have other thoughts.
我是神的儿女。
I am the child of God.
我有永远的盼望。
I have everlasting hope.
想到神竟然这么爱我。
And if I think of how much God loves me.
所以他能够尽他所有的那一天要生活的两个小钱都把它奉献了。
So because of this kind of thought, she was able to make offering of all the money that she had.
确实如圣经所说心被恩感来歌颂神。
Like what the scripture says that when a person was inspired by the grace of God, he or she will praise God.
我们必须要能够凡事谢恩。
We must be thankful under all circumstances.
不管是 顺境或是逆境。
Regardless of perversity or prosperity.
不管是富有或是贫穷。
Regardless of being wealthy or being poor.
其实万事总是互相效力的。
In fact, all things in this world have its purpose.
罗马书八章二十八节。
Please turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
这个经节我们都很熟。
I think most of us are very familiar with this Bible verse.
但愿我们每位信徒都应该能够把它背起来，记住在心里才对。
I hope that every one of us as a Christian must remember this verse by heart.
罗马书八章二十八节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
万事总是互相效力。
And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him.
都要给爱神的人得到益处。
Who have been called according to His purpose.
所以一个信徒其实呢，不在乎你遭遇了什么事情。
As a Christian, it doesn't matter what you have undergone.
乃在乎我们有没有爱神的心。
What matters is about how much love you have towards God.
我们常常会对神发问，神啊，为什么？
We always question God, why this and why that?
为什么这样？为什么那样？
And why does this happen or why does that happen?
为什么不如意的事情都临到我身上来？
Why all these bad things happen to me?
为什么这个病痛是我而不是别人呢？
And why do I have to suffer this physical illness, not others?
哎，但是我们如果明白万事总是互相效力的。
But if we understand, there's always purpose in everything.
难道神会做错事情吗？
I don't think God will ever do anything wrong.
难道神不知道我们的需要吗？
Doesn't God understand that our needs are? What our needs are?
神为什么有时候会把我们摆在苦难逆境当中呢？
And why does God place us in...place us in perversity at all.
其实都是要给爱神的人得到益处的。
It is all for the benefit of those who love him.
诚如约瑟所说的。
It's likened to what Joseph has said.
创世纪五十章二十节。
Genesis chapter 50 verse 20.
约瑟说，神的意思原是好的。
That the will of God is good.
虽然被自己的兄弟把他出卖去当人家的奴隶。
Even though he was betrayed by his brothers and sold, he was sold to Egypt.
他的生活环境是180度的改变呢。
And his life was changed totally.
他是父亲面前的骄儿哎。
And she was, he was the most loved son.
竟然被自己的亲兄弟把他出卖，成为埃及人的奴隶。
And unfortunately, he was sold by his brother, to be a slave in Egypt.
但是他没有埋怨神。
But he never complained against God.
他没有怨恨出卖他的兄弟。
But he never had hatred, toward the brothers who sold him.
为什么能够面对这件事情？
And why was he able to face all these?
因为他说神的意思原是好的。
Because he said that God intended it for good.
在当时的处境当中，当然不了解神什么意思。
Maybe under that kind of circumstances, he won't understand the true will of God behind it.
但是他对神充满信心。
But he has the full faith towards God.
神不会做错事情。
God will never do anything wrong.
只要我能够问心无愧。
As long as I'm clear in my conscience.
神必然在我所经历的、所遭遇的一切事上，都要给我得到益处的。
Under any kind of circumstances, God will benefit me.
果然，越是经历这些。一波接着一波的苦难的熬难。
As you can see that Joseph has undergone different stages of sufferings.
他确实得到了益处。
And eventually he has received much benefit out of them.
他被卖到埃及副会长波提法的家中当奴隶。
And he was sold to the household of Potiphar as a slave.
但是他就把奴隶当做的工作把它做好。
But even though he was a slave, but he worked to his limit as a slave.
一个人在小事上忠心，在大事上就忠心。
If you're loyal in small things, then perhaps you are loyal in major things that you do.
一个人如果在小事上不义，在大事上一定也是不义的。
If a person is unfaithful in small things that he do, probably he will be unfaithful in major things that he do.
所以圣经记载，神就与约瑟同在，他就凡事顺利。
And the Bible says that God was with Joseph, so that in everything that he did, it was in the will of God.
并且因着约瑟的缘故，神就赐福给他主人波提法的家。
So because of sake of Joseph, God has blessed the household of Potiphar.
所以波提法也看到这个奴隶约瑟给他家带来的福气。
And Potiphar witnessed the fact that his household was blessed by God because of the sake of Joseph.
所以这个副会长就把他升为他的总管家。
And that's the reason why he became the chief master at home, at his household.
在做奴隶的几年当中，他学会了管理。
So after a few years working at this household, he know how to manage things.
后来被祖母陷害下监牢。
And then he was plotted by the wife of the master,and he was imprisoned.
后来又被监牢里面的这个酒政把他遗忘了，等候了两年。
And then the cupbearer that he knew while he was in prison forgotten about him, so he waited for 2 years.
这些事情对约瑟来说都是非常痛苦的经历。
And all of these experiences are indeed quite tragic.
但是他怀着感恩的心来面对。
But all he had was a heart of thankfulness
to face all these things. 神的意思原是好的。
Because he knew that the will of God is always good.
所以他能够经得起各种考验。
And that is the reason why he was able to undergo so much trials.
等于说每一级的考验都成功了，所以他能够升级了，成为埃及的这个宰相。
It's likened to several levels of exams that you have to pass that eventually led him to become a prime minister.
甚至来成就了神对他的主亚伯拉罕的预言。
And eventually, God has also fulfilled his prophecy.
因为七年的饥荒，所以雅各家下埃及了。
Because after 7 years of famine, the family of Abraham has gone to Egypt.
400年后，果然神借着摩西带领着神的子民回到应许的迦南地了。
And 400 years after that, God has led His people back to the land of Canaan.
所以我们呐。凡事都要谢恩。
So we have to be thankful under all circumstances.
我们对神要充满信心。
We must be faithful in all things towards God.
神的意思也是好的。
The will of God is always good.
万事总是互相效力的。
And there is always a purpose to everything that happens.
要给爱神的人得到益处的。
And also to benefit all those who love Him.
有一次这个台湾大同教会这个邵崇明长老娘，他中风了。
there's an incident that one of the the wife of Elder Saul had a stroke.
我们到医院去看她。
So we went to the hospital to visit her.
哎，她一边已经不能动。
So she was half paralyzed.
我们去看她，她说：“传道，帮我祷告。”
And then when we went to visit her, she told me that, please, pray for me.
啊，我说是啊。就是要来帮你祷告。
And I reply, yes, I'm here to pray for you.
他说，帮我祷告，求主耶稣帮助我，让我在这个试炼当中不发怨言。
Please pray for me that so in my time of trial, I'll never complain.
他不是说传道啊，你求主赶快让我好起来。
She didn't request me to pray to God that you know, she will quickly be healed.
她知道万事互相效力。
Because she knew that there's always a purpose behind things.
神不会让她白白受苦。
God will not have her suffer for nothing.
所以要我帮她祷告，是求主让她在这苦难的试炼当中不要发怨言。
So the only thing that she wanted for my prayer is that she will not complain during the time that she suffers.
能够以感恩的心来面对所遭遇的事。
So that she can be thankful towards the sufferings that she was undergoing.
所以我们确实要凡事谢恩。
Therefore, we have to be thankful under all circumstances.
因为这也是我们每一位信徒一个积极的思想表现呢。
Because as Christian, we have to always be actively, we must be always thinking like that.
什么事情我们要乐观一点，往好处看。
So we must be optimistic in all things that we face.
那我们才能够活得轻松快乐。
Then we can live a life in an easy way.
凡事都往负面去看。
If you always look at things negatively,
你会过着很痛苦的生活。
Then you will live a life of bitterness.
箴言四章二十三节。
Please turn to Psalm chapter.
箴言四章二十三节。
Psalm chapter 4, verse 23.
谈到一生的果效乃是由心发出的。
四章
二十三节。
真言。Excuse me, it's Proverbs chapter 4, verse 24. 4.Verse 23. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is wellspring of life.
是你存着什么样的心态，你就会活出怎么样的生活出来。
The way you conduct your lifestyle, it's all depending on your mentality.
一个人的思想左右着一个人的生活行为。
And your thoughts will manipulate your conduct and the way that you live your life.
圣经告诉我们，神要使他弯曲的，谁能够让他变直呢？
The Bible says that if God wanted it to be crooked, how can he go straight?
传道书七章十三节。
And please turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 13.
所以很多事情都不能如我们的心意的。
There are many things will not go according to what we think.
神要使他弯曲，谁能够变直？
If God wanted it to be crooked, there's no one that can straighten it.
我们能够抗拒神吗？
Is there any way that we can refuse the will of God?
我们要用脚踢刺吗？
Can we kick the thorn with our feet?
你不接受事实，你只有自讨苦处。
If you don't accept the reality, the only way is to suffer.
你只有更加痛苦。
You will suffer even more.
最近我看台湾一个企业家张忠谋先生所写的一篇短文。
Recently, I've read a short passage that was written by one of the celebrity in Taiwan, 张忠谋。
他一个朋友要他写个字给他做纪念。
So one of his friends wanted him to write a word for memory.
他想了想，写什么好？
So he was thinking what to actually write. What is that word that he should write for his friend?
后来他就写了长诗一二。常常想一二。
So the first phrase of the poem goes, you must always ponder on one and two.
他的朋友就问他，这是什么意思？
And the friend questioned him, what does that mean?
张忠谋就跟他讲常思一二嘛，我们好朋友嘛，但是缺点很多嘛，你不要想我的缺点，你就想我一两点优点，那你就不会怨气我。
So when I said that we have to always think on one and two means that think about me, one or two about my virtues, not one or two of my bad behaviors.
你就想到我还有一两点好。优点吗？那你就能够接纳我咯。
So if you can recall just one or two of my virtues, I think you will accept me.
他说：“哎呀，你不要跟我开玩笑，你讲正经一点嘛。”
So the friend asked him not to make joke out of that.
他就说：“我们不是常说吗？人生不如意的事十常八九吗？”
I think we always say that in the life that we live.Perversity is more than prosperity.
确实在一生当中不如意的事情十件有八九件都是不如意的。
In actual fact, perversity is, happens in our life more than prosperity happens in our life.
所以如果你常常从负面的去看问题去想，那你每天都活得很痛苦啊。
So if you look at things in a negative way every day, then you will suffer every single day.
所以我们不思八九，要常思一二。
So we must not always think about eight or nine, always think about one or two.
虽然十件有八九件不如意，但是呢，也还有一两件是如意的嘛。
So if there are always eight or nine things that happens to your life which is unhappy about, there will be one or two things that are happy to you.
八九件是痛苦的。
There are eight or nine things which are painful to you.
但是总还有一两件是快乐的呀。
But I believe there got to be one or two things that will make you happy in life.
那我们不要常思八九。我们要常思一二。
So do not always think about that eight, nine things. Think about that one or two things.
不思八九。
Do not think about the eight or nine things.
也就是我们要有积极乐观的思想。
To be assertive, to be proactive, to be optimistic.
我们要怀事谢恩。
And to be thankful.
往好处看。
And to think about the good side of things.
那我们才能够天天过得快乐嘛。
Then we live happily every day.
你要活得快乐，要活得痛苦，其实呢，就在乎我们 存着什么样的心态。
So to live happily or unhappily, it all depending on what you think.
所以圣经要我们凡事谢恩，也就是要我们什么事情往好处看。
So the reason why the Bible says we have to be thankful in under all circumstances is because we have to be optimistic in all things that we see.
不管对人对事都是一样。
Regardless, is something to do with man or something to do with the things that you do.
不思八九。
Don't think about those eight or nine.
常思一二。
But always think about that one or two things.
这个人再怎么坏，最起码还有一两点有八九点不好的，最起码还有一两点好的嘛。我们就常常去思想他好的，看他好的，那我们对他的态度就会改观咯。
Even though this person might have eight or nine weaknesses, but there's one or two things good about this person, then if we think about this way, then we could see this person differently.
我们才能够去接纳他嘛。
Then we can accept this person.
那你能够接纳人，人才会接纳你嘛。
If you accept the person, then the person will accept you, vice versa.
那不就改善了我们的人际关系吗？
Then it betters the relationship between people.
人会处在痛苦不快乐的生活里面，常常就因着人，因着事。
The reason why people are suffering every day because of the people around them or the things that they are facing.
也就是我们常常有太多负面的思考。
It is all because we have too much negative thoughts about things.
我们就过得不快乐。
Then we are never happy.
我们要凡事谢恩，那我们就天天活着很快乐，并且活得很积极，充满着活力。
If we can be thankful under all circumstances, then we can live happily and be filled with life.
如果我们能够凡事谢恩，那我们这也是我们喜乐的泉源。
And if we can be thankful under all circumstances, then we will have the source of joy.
埋怨只是叫人更加痛苦。
Complaints can only make you suffer even more.
所以我们常说知足常乐。
So we must always be thankful in order to be joyful always.
我们就能够活得很快乐。
Then we can live happily.
去年我三月到沙巴年总开会的时候。
Last year when I was attending a conference in Sabah.
有一个从斗湖来的姐妹跑来找我。
So there was a sister from a place called Dohu came and looked for me.
她说：“张长老，你还记得我吗？”
And she asked me that, Elder Chang, do you still remember me?
你现在是长老以前是传道了。
You are now elder, but in the past you were a preacher.
我说是啊是啊，我现在是比较老了，越长越老了。
And I said that, well, it's true because I'm getting old.
她很快乐。
And she was very happy.
她长得不够三尺高，是一个侏儒。
And she was only three feet tall.
是一个姐妹。
And she was a sister.
已经四十几岁了。
She was 40 some years old.
没有结婚。
She never married.
二十年前我去沙巴。
And 20 years ago when I visited Sabah.
去他们那边那个斗湖教会。
And then I went to her church in 斗湖。
聚会完，他从后面赶快走到前面，传道我们照相。
So
你跟我一起照相。
After the service, she quickly came to the front of the chapel and wanted to take a photograph with me.
我说跟我照相，好啊好啊。要不要拿一支来做？
And then when she asked for photographing, then I told her that shouldn't we be sitting down?
因为她不够三尺高嘛，如果椅子坐下来就不觉得她那么小。
She was only 3 feet tall. So if we were to take the photograph standing, then probably is not able to have her in the picture.
但是她很乐观，她说不用不用。
But she was very optimistic. She said, "We don't need any chair."
我虽然身体长不高，但是我灵性能够长高就好。
Even though I'm not tall, but as long as I can grow taller spiritually, that would be great.
她天天过得很快乐。
She was very happy every day.
一个不过三尺高的一个姐妹，一个侏儒，她竟然天天活得很快乐。
A sister who is less than 3 feet tall, but she was very happy every day.
嗯，她能够凡事谢恩。
Because she was thankful in everything.
最后我们看希伯来书十三章。
And lastly, let's look at the book of Hebrews, chapter 13.
十五节。
Verse 15.
希伯来书十三章十五节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15.
我们应当靠着耶稣常常以颂赞为祭来献给神，这就是那承认主名的人最纯的果子。我们能够凡事谢恩，哎，天天感谢主，开口闭口感谢主，这就是我们最起码最纯所结的果子嘛。
If we can be thankful in everything that we do, then we will have the fruit of lips.
所以在台湾的伦伟教会有一位姐妹啊，就叫做感谢主的。
她的名字，
她的名字大家都不记得，什么名字没有人知道了，知道她叫甘霞柱哎，感谢主的。
There is a sister in one of the Taiwan church. Nobody knows her real name, but everybody call her by Thank God.
因为他开口闭口就感谢主，已经成为他的招牌，他的名字。
Because she always say thank God in everything she did.
哎，所以第一次联总啊代表大会的时候，他在大会众人面前做见证。
So first time when we have the conference for General Assembly, she bore testimony in front of everybody.
啊。他开口闭口感谢主，所以这个感谢主呢，哎，他的美名啊已经传遍全世界。
So because she has, she always say thank God, in her speech or her conversation, so she become famous.
以后有机会我们再为他做见证。
If we have other opportunities in the future, I will testify.On her behalf.
我们就唱诗90首。
Please sing him number 90.
91首。
Sing him number 91.